Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Daily Affirmations for Inner Strength. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells in your relationships? Like one wrong word could trigger a full-blown explosion? Yeah, I've been there. We all have those moments where anger and frustration bubble up, ready to spill over like a boiling pot of pasta water. But the good news is, we don't have to just accept this as part of the territory of relationships. We can actually learn to manage these emotions, become calmer, more resilient individuals, and build stronger connections in the process. Today, we're diving deep into some practical strategies for navigating those tricky waters of anger and frustration. Let's get real. Relationships are complex, right? They're a constant dance between compromise, understanding, and sometimes, well, just plain old disagreement. But when anger and frustration rear their ugly heads, it can throw the whole dance floor out of whack. The key is to remember that these emotions are completely normal, we all experience them. It's not about suppressing them, but rather learning how to express them in a healthy and constructive way. Here's the thing. Our brains aren't always wired for rational decision-making, especially when we're feeling overwhelmed. When anger kicks in, our amygdala, the part of our brain responsible for processing emotions, takes over. It triggers that fight-or-flight response, making us react impulsively instead of thoughtfully. So how do we break free from this cycle? First, recognize your triggers. What sets you off? Is it a certain topic, a particular tone of voice, or maybe even a specific time of day? Once you know what pushes your buttons, you can start to develop strategies for managing those situations. This might involve taking a step back, practicing deep breathing exercises, or even simply removing yourself from the situation until you've had a chance to cool down. Remember, it's okay to take a break. In fact, it's essential for preventing things from escalating. Secondly, communication is key. I know, sometimes it feels like talking about your feelings just makes things worse. But trust me, open and honest communication is the foundation of any healthy relationship. When you're feeling angry or frustrated, try to express yourself calmly and clearly. Use I statements instead of blaming or accusing language. For example, instead of saying "you always make me feel," try "I feel frustrated when." This helps create a more collaborative atmosphere and allows for understanding instead of defensiveness. Thirdly, you learn to forgive. Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts you in the long run. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior, it means releasing yourself from the grip of negativity. It's a powerful act of self-care that allows you to move forward with greater peace and happiness. Now let me tell you about Sarah. She was constantly on edge with her partner, always feeling like they were walking on eggshells. Every little disagreement felt like an explosion waiting to happen. They would argue over things like who left the dishes in the sink or whose turn it was to take out the trash, petty stuff, really. But Sarah's anger would spiral out of control, leaving both of them feeling drained and resentful. One day, she decided enough was enough. She took a deep breath, acknowledged her triggers, and started practicing communication strategies. Instead of lashing out, she began expressing her feelings calmly and honestly. She learned to forgive past hurt and focus on building a stronger connection with her partner. It wasn't easy, there were still bumps along the way, but over time, Sarah noticed a significant shift in their relationship. The constant tension dissipated, replaced by a sense of mutual respect and understanding. So, what are you taking away from today's episode? Remember, anger and frustration are normal emotions, but they don't have to control your relationships. By becoming aware of your triggers, communicating effectively, and practicing forgiveness, you can build stronger, more fulfilling connections with the people who matter most. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words. And let me know in the comments below what strategies have helped you manage anger and frustration in your own relationships. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are stronger than you think.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.